You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello.
Hello, sorry. Oh, sorry, I jumped the gun there.
Hey, hi, who's this?
Hi, is this the Wilson residence?
It is, yes. This is Tommy Wilson.
Hi, Tommy. My name's Ned. I'm calling with Viacom Research and Guest Services.
Well, hi, Ned. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. And how are you, Tommy Wilson?
I'm doing okay. Honestly, I'm a little bored today. I'm a little bored, so your call is welcome.
Oh, well, this may work out perfectly. I'm calling because we at Viacom like to ask a few questions to get an idea of some of our consumers.
Oh, tastes, interesting.
And things like that.
Oh, so you kind of want my opinion.
Yes, Tommy. Yeah, we would love it, actually.
All right. Well, I like the sound of that. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, I'll just have a few questions. Shouldn't take more than 3 to 5
what
minutes.
What is Viacom? What's Viacom?
Well, Viacom is a... multimedia conglomerate. We own MTV, Comedy Central, VH1. Produce a lot of films under some of our other wings as well.
Do you guys do Punk'd?
Punk'd is under the Viacom wing. That's right. Are you a Punk'd fan?
Oh my God, I love it. Pranks, to me, there's nothing better.
Oh, great. Great. That's good to know. Glad you're enjoying some of our services. And our
I love it. I love it.
Well, yeah, that's that might come up. They give me a set of random questions, and I'll just go through them right now.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. Tommy, would you describe yourself as 18 to 24, 24 to 35, or 36 to 50, or over 50 years old?
I would describe myself as the second one. What was it, 24 to 36 or something?
Yeah, 24 to 35, that's right.
Yes, but I'm technically 49.
Oh, I see, okay.
But I still feel young. I still feel young. Age is a funny thing.
Sure, absolutely. So you were born 49 years ago, but energy-wise, you feel like you're between 24 and 35.
Yeah, let's say 35.
Okay.
I don't think I'm that young.
Okay. This is less subjective. Your household income, is it below $25,000 a year, between $25,000 and $50,000 a year, between 50 and 75, 75 to 100?
Well, again, this is another technical one. Technically, mm-hmm. It's probably below 25, but okay. I feel like I'm good at budgeting, so it feels like I'm between like 40 and 60.
Wow, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, I do a lot of 99-cent store. I do a lot of tinned fish.
Great. Well, for this answer, you are under 25,000, but I'm happy to hear that you're finding a way to stretch every dollar. That's always great, especially in this economy.
You guys don't have like an asterisk, like a system, like a...
No, like you're one of about 2,500 people we're interviewing. And so if we asterisked everybody, there would just be a lot of inconsistencies in the data.
Okay. All right. Then I'll just answer. Okay.
Okay. You're satisfied with under 25,000 is your answer?
Yeah, I'd say I make 75 a year.
Cool. So you're 35 years old and you make 75,000 a year?
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm 35 and I make 120 a year. That's how I feel.
I will note that for myself, but I do have.
And I don't even live in Los Angeles. I live in like a cheap economy. So okay. My 120, you know, it's 120 Tennessee, probably more like 180 Los Angeles. I don't know if that matters.
It doesn't, but thanks for letting me know.
And, you got it.
Okay. Of these shows, is there one, let me know if you've seen most of them, heard of most of them, heard of but haven't seen, or haven't heard of?
Yeah, I probably heard of most of them.
All right. South Park.
Yes.
Yes. You've seen it or you've heard of it?
Yeah.
You've seen South Park?
I've seen South Park. Yeah, it's Cartman, right?
That's right. Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
The Daily Show.
Yes, seen it.
Rock of Love.
No.
I haven't seen it or heard of it.
Haven't seen. I've heard the name. I haven't seen it.
And again, I've never met you, so there's no judgment on me to you if you've seen or heard of Rock of Love. There's no.
Okay, well then I've seen every episode. I've seen every episode of Rock of Love. I'm obsessed with Bret Hart.
So you do know it. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I don't. I see. My problem is I don't know what's going on the record. I want my. I want to be cool. I want to. I watch cool shows. And movies, and you know, I'm in Tennessee, but I travel too. So
no need to impress me. This is mostly for like programming. We want to know who's watching our networks and what they're watching, so it can help us for creating future programming.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Would you be more likely to watch a show if it starred Tim Allen or if it starred, Kevin James?
Or are you just making these up or was that on the page?
No, sorry. I started reading the wrong question there.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm a Kevin James guy. Kevin James. Yeah. Tim Allen. Nah, not for me.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Off of that.
Who would even be in a family with Tim Allen? I'd marry Kevin James, but I wouldn't marry Tim Allen. What do you want to just get made fun of for the rest of your life?
Right.
Horribly sad life.
With Kevin James, it's kind of like he's the one getting made fun of more often.
Yeah, it's jovial.
Mm-hmm. 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 Great. I'm happy to hear it. I personally, for me, it's neither. That's not an option, but I don't think I'd want to be a family with either of them. But sometimes we like to watch people that are not necessarily the people we'd want to live with.
That's really good. That's really good. Are you writing? You should write to Viacom and tell them you know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Like for me, I'm a fan of Succession. It's not a family that I would want to be a part of, but I like watching the stories unfold.
Wow. You're smart. You're really smart. Okay. I know how to answer.
Again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just the truth of your life.
I know. Yeah, totally.
I actually skipped a question before by accident here. Some of these got a little jumbled. Are you single and living with a partner but unmarried or married? And that's all.
What does it mean if I'm, you know, I'm single but I'm not lonely, and I'm hooking up a lot with different people?
In here, that means single. It okay. Sounds like for you, that means that you're doing all right.
But there's no assumption on single. Like, I'm single by choice. I'm a swinging bachelor.
For sure.
Swinging. I'm like a stubby bachelor.
Is stubby the opposite of swinging for you?
Yeah, the way I was using it, yeah.
Well, yeah, no judgment at all. Again, just to be totally honest with you, you're fitting right in with our customer base. So yes. Okay. Nothing to be ashamed of here. Either way, even if you weren't fitting in, everybody's got their own lives, wouldn't you say?
Right. Well, you know what? Actually, you know what the actual truth is? I'm married because I can't. I'm married, but I still hook up a lot.
Okay.
You know, like I'm married, but I'm so, it's fine.
I see. Okay. Yeah. You're married. So all I need to know, again, is just that you're married.
Okay.
For the survey.
I'm single.
You're single.
I'm single. Yeah, I'm single.
Like, this isn't going to go to like an eligible bachelorette in the Viacom world
who will
like
read it and
judge you based off of it and be like, oh, this guy earns $175,000 a year, is 35 years old, and fucks a lot. Excuse my language. Right. Sorry.
I was thinking that's what it was for a second, but I realize it's not that.
Great. This next question. Some people like to pass on this one. Feel free to if you want to.
Sure.
When you're watching TV, are you eating a meal you made for yourself? delivery, quick snack. You don't eat and watch TV, period.
Period.
I think I understand that. Period was me just saying that's the end of the question, but I think I understand what your intent is with that one.
Yeah, I just watch. I just watch, period. Cool.
How many hours of TV would you say you watch a day? 0 to 1, 1 to 3, more 16? Than 3?
Yeah, 16.
Actively watching TV 16 hours a day, or it's just on in the background?
Well, it's on. It's on. I guess I would say it's on, and I'm on the couch looking at it.
Okay. Copy. Okay. There's actually, that's just the more than six. There's not an answer for 16, but good to know.
Yeah, more than six, but more than six.
Okay.
Is it bad to do that? Like for my eyes, like I've been, my eye doctor's like, what is going on? And I don't know what he means by that, because that's what I'm coming to him for. I'm coming to him for the answer to what is going on. And then he asks me what I'm wondering.
I'm not here to make a judgment on that. Okay, I think okay. My honest opinion is, well, let me ask, how close is your couch to the TV?
Well, I got an 80-inch. I got an 80-inch couch and TV.
And, really big TV, small couch. A piece of advice, which it's too late now, but on the next one, shrink the TV a little, maybe grow the couch with the extra money.
Well, the room is pretty small. The room is like 90 by 90. So I don't want to get it too much bigger, because I've had a problem. I had too big of a couch. I had an 86 by 86 cube couch, and I couldn't fit any sockets into the wall, because the space between the wall was only big enough to put a socket in on one side if I had the couch that big.
The couch filled the whole room like a Tetris piece, kind of.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm. What was the question? How far
do I sit? Oh, yeah, this was just pre your optometrist question. This wasn't part of the survey. I don't know if it sounded like it, but I'm just curious. Okay. Yeah, just to answer your question on that, because it seems to be an issue, but
What's 75 inches? 75 inches is about, 6 feet? Yeah, so I'm about 6 feet from my 80-inch TV.
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think maybe it's a lot of the day to be focused on a screen visually, and maybe that's what your optometrist is getting at, but I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
I appreciate that, man. You've been so cool.
I don't watch a ton of TV. I try to keep it under 2 hours a day, just as an example for my son.
No way.
Yeah, because I just don't want him to see me, because he doesn't get much screen time, so I don't want him to see me watching TV all the time, you know?
Right. You don't want him to feel like it's unfair.
Yeah, and just to, like, learn from my example, you know?
Right. Right. Right.
I was a bit of a latchkey kid. My parents really were working a lot.
What's that mean?
I think the term is like kids that would carry a key with them to their own house, because when they came home, nobody was home, so they'd have to always have the key on them.
Latch key. I've never liked that. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I was kind of talking about me, my personal experience. But yeah, you're
right. I know. I just got stuck on the phrase. You said a phrase that I have a feeling about, and I just couldn't. I couldn't really listen anymore. I was like, "Who uses a latch?" They should call it lock key kids, but I guess it's hard to say. Lock key kids. They should just say kids with freedom.
That would be a nice way to reframe it. I think, the point I was kind of making was that there wasn't anyone home to police my TV time, and I was kind of raised by TV in a lot of ways, and funny that I ended up working for Viacom, but anyway, I don't want my son to feel that way.
That is funny. Yeah. You want your son to probably be what? Outdoorsy? Marine biologist?
No, not the exact opposite of that. I'm not looking to like swing the other way. Just whatever he's into, you know.
Right.
He's only four right now, so he really likes playing with like science stuff and like mixing things. He's very curious.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to that. I'm sorry that I got a little personal there.
No, I liked it. I like getting to know my interviewer.
Great. We're coming down to the last few questions here. Sorry?
Dang. This has been so fun. I told you I was bored today. This has been awesome.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Most people really find these to be intrusive and annoying, but I'm glad.
Dude, that's what they tell you. You're not that way.
Not me. Just the survey and the questions. You know, a lot of people are like, this. Couldn't this be an email? Stuff like that, you know, but I'm happy to have the work.
You must be excited. I mean, you got the perfect You got the perfect interviewee here.
This has been nice for me, you know, and I do get paid per person that I call. So I feel a little bit like I'm losing money here. But as far as just like making my day go by a little faster, this has been really nice.
Okay. Let's get you off.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings there.
No, yeah, I'm not hurt. Let's get you off the phone.
Okay. We're okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be as efficient as possible.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
Do you feel that you would rather watch?
What? Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I think that you're trying to be helpful, and I really feel that from you. But it's actually going to make it take longer, I think. And I don't want to just bubble in these. I like to do this correctly because they record the calls.
I did have my feelings hurt, and I was overcompensating. Now we can move on.
Sorry to hurt your feelings.
It's not even your fault. It's my sensitivity.
Well, that's a good self-awareness. I appreciate
things happen. That. Things happen, and I don't need to take them so personally.
Would you rather watch a rerun of your favorite show or a new show that you don't know about?
Is the new show good?
Well, I don't, it's hard to say. Generally, with new shows, they take a little while to find their footing. You know, Seinfeld was not successful at all in its first season and was almost canceled a few times and then became such a smash hit.
Right, right, right. I guess I'd rather watch Seinfeld.
Okay, I don't want to just be using power of suggestion here. Seinfeld's just what I brought up. You feel free to have your opinion on what your favorite show is.
Well, what's like the new one? You know, like what's a log line for the new show? Because I don't just turn it on. I'll usually do a little bit of research.
Well, right now we have this exciting on Comedy Central. They're getting back into sketch comedy and they're doing kind of a Key and Peele.
Ugh. Who wants sketch comedy?
You know, it comes and goes a lot of times. You know, Chappelle's show was huge. And then sometimes shows come out that are a little less, the voice doesn't land as much.
Right, right. Well, if it's sketch comedy, I'd rather watch Seinfeld. And if it's, you know, something new and funny, like, I don't know, Gutfeld or Bill Maher or, you know, Dennis Miller.
So you don't have like exact that. Political associations, but you do like guys that are acting.
Oh,
like
it's attitude. Anti. It's attitude.
Yeah, okay.
Attitude. I like Tucker Carlson. I like... who's the British asshole?
Russell Brand, Piers Morgan.
Yeah, there's plenty. I like them all.
Well, you might like, we've got a new show coming out with Colin Quinn called Free Speech. And he gets to
get. Thank God.
It's kind of the energy of a bunch of comedians from his time chatting in the back of a bar, you know, that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to watch that. I would love to watch that.
Great. So we'll
love to watch that.
I'll put try a new show for you, but it is specific hearing about your opinions. But yeah, okay, good enough.
I like how Colin Quinn doesn't take gruff. He's letting you know what's your problem.
Yeah, can you think of a specific example of that?
Well, he just hates everybody. I love that. He just says, here's the problem, and he gives it to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, all the races, all the types.
He never really gives it to himself. Did you notice that?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, that's something to think about. Yeah. You notice with someone like him, he's never really talking about his own experience and stuff like that.
Well, God, how could you?
I don't know.
You can't see you.
Yeah,
you know, that's actually, you can just see the other people.
That's the type of comedy I really respond to, is people who are a little bit revealing about themselves. Did you see the new Gerard Carmichael special on HBO Max?
No. Is it good?
It's really interesting. Yeah, it's about his relationship with his family and his identity and stuff like.
This new comedy special was interesting.
It's really funny, too, actually. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. A comedy special that's funny.
Great. Well, I feel like we've gotten a little off
Miller, topic here. You know, Miller, Quinn, you know, all these guys. Marr.
Yeah.
I like my comedians 5'2", physically vulnerable, rich and opinionated. That's what I like.
Good to you know.
I like a Napoleon complex. I think that's funny.
Great.
I think it's funny.
Great. I feel like I'm really getting to know you, which I appreciate.
Hey, where are you located? Is that too forward of a question?
We're not supposed to say, but I'm not too worried about it. I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, that's crazy.
What do you mean?
I have family in Eagan, right near, right outside of St. Paul.
Oh, wow. Cool.
What's your real phone number?
I actually don't think I should give that out, but thank you for being interested. I'm glad you're having a nice conversation.
I understand. What's your address?
Well, that's more personal than my phone number.
Well, I can't call your address. I'll just go when I visit.
Huh.
No, when I visit my family, I'm not trying to drive all the way across the country, you know, to just see you.
Good.
I'm bored, but I'm not that bored.
And I think that's perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm going to move on to the next question here.
Yeah.
Are you more likely to watch a show live, streaming through an app, those are the two options.
That's the only two?
Yeah.
There's more ways to watch.
What do you mean?
TiVo?
Yes.
Buff Streams?
DVR, sorry. Yes,
Buff Streams?
What's Buff Streams? I actually don't know that.
Illegal Torrent?
Oh, yeah.
Pirate Bay?
Mm-hmm. I remember Pirate Bay. Yeah, is that
Cornstream? You ever go on Cornstream?
No, what's that?
They do all the NBA Cornstream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you what? You're a sports fan?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I like is horse racing.
Oh, really?
Yes, the jockeys. Those are the real athletes.
Oh, you like the jockeys?
Yes, I like my jockeys like I like my comedians. Yeah. I guess I got pretty specific taste. I like a 5'2 guy. 4'10 to 5'2.
Yeah, Kevin Hart is a little shorter. That's kind of a lot of the comedy there.
Dude, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
That was a nice, and I thought we were going to find a connection there, but yeah, it just kind of.
No, I do connect. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Same. All right. Well, sorry. So yeah, there are those other options. For this question, do you prefer to stream or watch live?
Ooh, well, I prefer to watch live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who has the time? I mean, you know, who has the time?
Not to be rude, but it seems like you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I am watching live more than I'm streaming. You're totally right. I'm watching live.
Can I ask what you have on the TV right now?
Currently, it is the beanbag toss. What's that thing? Cornhole. Cornhole on ESPN4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense for 2 p.m. on a weekday, yeah.
You know what it really is? I like the sponsorships.
I'm not familiar.
They all wear T-shirts with tons of emblems on them. Bush's Baked Beans is the big sponsor.
Really? That's funny. Because it's kind of like a barbecue.
Yeah. It's a good place. Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, that's. I didn't even make that connection, but yeah, that's right.
Oh, you don't associate... Baked beans, what do you associate it with?
I do now. No, I absolutely. Yeah. I guess I just wasn't thinking that way. But you're totally right. I want the first thing I want after a hot dog is a baked bean. Have you ever had a baked bean hot dog?
You know I have. Yeah. Sometimes when I used to go camping with friends and we would put the beans on and put them on the dog. Yeah.
Who needs relish?
Right. Yeah.
You have beans because beans already have liquid. A lot of people don't think about that.
Oh, yeah. We would usually drain the beans, I think, before we put them on the hot dogs. At least a little bit, yeah. You're pouring it on soupy.
So you must have been putting on tons of ketchup and mustard.
I don't need my dog to be as wet as the inside of a bean can before it's been drained.
You and I are different, man. If I'm camping, that's the whole thing. I'm using all the bean sauce.
Really?
Sometimes I will drain the beans, but I'll leave the beans out. And I'll just
So on your hot dog, you'll drain what's inside the bean can and just pour a few beans with it?
No beans. No. Just the juice, the essence. The essence. Really? Yes, it's like when you make a steak, the best part is the pan sauce. When you make beans, you don't care about the beans. You care about the sauce.
I've never made beans, to be honest with you. Yeah, I don't associate beans with the sauce. I associate them with the bean.
I see what we're talking about. I can't believe you associate the beans with beans. That's crazy. It's sauce. The beans are just the vehicle. Anyway, I watch cornhole because of the Bush's baked beans. Because it makes me think about baked beans.
It makes me wonder, thinking about that, who would my sponsor be if I got to pick a sponsor for anything, you know?
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Man, it's embarrassing, but I love Domino's. That's like a comfort food for me. I get Domino's.
Yeah. There you go. Put that on a t-shirt.
Put what on a t-shirt?
Domino's. They would be advertising.
Oh, as my sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? I guess beans is what yours would be, or is it?
Yeah. Oh God, I wish. I'm horrible at cornhole. I can't even hit the board, but I would love to be sponsored by Bush's Baked Beans for being a professional cornhole player. That'd be a fantastic life.
I think it's probably not as unachievable as you seem to imagine if you worked at it.
God, it just seems impossible.
You think so?
Have you seen these people?
Yeah. How do they get to the cornhole competition?
Like, how do you get sponsored? And athletic training.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where does most of the skill come from? Getting it in the hole or knocking other people off? Or
getting it in the hole and protecting your rotator cuff. I mean, you'll see guys blow out their rotator cuff. And ladies. I've seen ladies blow out their cuff.
Regularly on the cornhole competition.
It's the biggest thing because your whole thing is off. Your left foot's back. Your right foot's forward. Your cuff is sliding, and it's just, you know, you got to take care of that stuff, man.
I am so surprised, because that to me it sounds like an overhand type of tear. I wouldn't expect it with an underhand throw.
It looks light and soft, but at the number of reps they're doing, it's serious.
Yeah, that's so disappointing to get so far in the cornhole competition and then tear your rotator cuff on live TV.
Oh, yeah, how the mighty have fallen. You know, these guys have huge contracts, and then they just sink.
I had no idea that it was that popular or successful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my challenge to you, I mean, we've spent so much time on the phone together. Maybe start practicing cornhole. I don't want you to tear a rotator cuff, but if it's a real dream of yours, it sounds like you have a little time to go outside.
Well, that's a great idea. But just to reiterate, you know, I make 180 LA money at being 35 with, you know, plenty of sex. So I don't know that I need all that.
For sure. But for the purposes of the survey, you make less than $25,000 a year. You're 49. You live in Tennessee, and you're married. Is that right? But you fuck around.
I feel like we got our wires crossed on every answer.
Okay, yeah, and I want to say again, I'm saying all these things with zero judgment from me. You know
that. Me too.
You make as much money as I do. I'm also a single. I have a son. You know, so these things that you're trying not to be, they're things that I am. I'm 47, so.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well, hey, when are you available? Because I'm going to be in Eagan, you know, not too far away. So if you want to go ice skating or whatever you want to do, I'm down.
That's really nice. This job is really taking up my time.
Yeah.
My son's about to be on spring break, and so I'm going to have to.
What if, dude, I have two Bluetooths. What if you Bluetoothed and we went ice skating and you still asked the questions? You could call me again. We could hang out and do another survey. Double dip.
So we would get on a Bluetooth together and I would you give me new answers?
If you want.
All right. Hang on a second. Turn the record off here. Yes. So what we could do, if you feel able to portray different people, uh-huh, is I could call you and get through like a lot of calls in 3 minutes, but you'd have to like be somebody else. You know what I mean? It couldn't be you every
time.
Yes,
yes.
About the survey.
Absolutely. I feel like I've been training for this. Yeah, I watch TV every day. I know how all the characters.
Let's try one then.
Okay.
Let me just try one with you real quick. So
do you want to hang up and try again?
Yeah.
Just going to try one off the record.
No, I'll try you for real. I'll redial okay. you.
All right. Hey, this has been awesome. This has made my day really exciting.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, this could actually be great for me financially and just make my days go by a lot quicker. And if you're willing and you have the free time, which it sounds like both you do, let's try
Yes, it. Ned, yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, right. Click. Bye. I mean, bye, then click.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, hey.
Hello.
Hi. With whom am I speaking?
Polly.
Hi, Polly. My name's Ned. I'm calling with Viacom Customer Service and Guest Experiences.
Okay. Hello, Viacom.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Polly, want a cracker?
Okay, sir. Well, if you have 3 to 5 minutes to answer a survey, I have a few questions for you.
I bet I could do it in one.
In 1 minute?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, let's try.
Okay.
All right. would you describe your age as 18 to 24, 24 to 35?
18. 18. Next.
Okay. Would you, income-wise, under 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75?
26,000.
All right. Thank you, Polly. Is your relationship status single, living with a partner, or living alone but in a relationship?
Polyamorous.
And it's not just because your name is Polly?
I'm single. Polly, single Polly.
All right, Polly. Great. I love how much your name is involved in your answers.
Come back.
What?
Hurry up. Let's go.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were in a rush, Polly.
Oh, yeah. I really want this cracker.
Okay, yeah. Polly, would you be more likely to watch a show with Tim Allen or Kevin James?
Tim Allen.
Great. And I'm going to ask you about some shows. Just tell me if you've heard of them, haven't heard of them, or watched them.
Okay.
All right. The Challenge.
Heard of it.
The Daily Show.
Heard of it.
Rock of Love.
Heard of it.
Okay, thank you. Are you more likely to watch a show, stream a show, watch your live or stream?
Watch a show.
Okay. Anything
watch show like, live. Watch show live.
Anything you'd like to say about your experience watching Viacom network shows?
Mostly just a survey. Surveys are perfect. Love the survey guy. Would love to hang out with him.
Well, that's not possible, but thank you very much, Polly. Goodbye.
Good etiquette. Click. Goodbye. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
With whom am I speaking?
Hello. What did you say?
With whom am I speaking?
Seth.
Hi, Seth. My name is Ned. I'm with Viacom Customer Service. Do you mind answering a 3 to 5 minute survey about your experience with Viacom network shows?
I would love to.
All right, Seth. would you describe your age as 18 to 24?
79.
Okay. Income, under 24,000, 25 to...
79,000.
Okay, they're both 79.
Uh-huh. I've increased my income 1,000. It's always been my age.
Oh, really? 1,000 a year.
I used to make 30, then I made 31, then I'm 79, make 79.
You're okay. The things that are everything about you can just be kind of normal if that is the case, Seth.
Of course.
Are you single, married, and living with a partner, or in a relationship and not living with a partner?
Single as a Pringle. Single and ready to pringle. Single and ready to mingle.
I'm just going to throw a single in there, Seth.
Perfect.
All right, I'm going to name some actors. Would you rather watch a show with Tyler Perry or Kevin James?
Oh, this is a new one. What? I guess
I'm reading you
Tyler Perry.
Randomized questions. A new one for who?
Nobody. Tyler Perry.
Did you hear the second name?
Kevin James.
Okay, so you said Tyler Perry. Great.
Yeah, Tyler Perry.
Right.
I like Madea's.
Good. Love them. They're very funny. Just passing through these. Cool. Let's see. On my list here. Do you stream shows? Do you watch them live?
I stream.
Of these Viacom?
I cut the cord years ago.
Happy to hear it. These Viacom shows, tell me if you've heard them, watched them, or haven't heard of them.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I love the 2010s.
I watch it.
Okay. Let's see here. Nora from Queens.
I watch it.
Let's see here. Digman or Digman.
I've only seen one episode, but I watch it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anything you'd like to say about your experience with Viacom shows?
Fantastic survey. Fantastic survey.
Thank you. Thank you.
This guy should get a raise and time off that is made public.
Please. Thank you very much. We've just talked very quickly.
Announce
right
when
now.
His weekend off is to the world.
We're just
so that everybody can celebrate him in whatever town he's in.
That's such a nice realization for how quickly, remember, we just talked for. But thank you for your experience.
You're welcome. This was Seth.
Okay. I'm turning the recording off. Thank you so much, Tommy. This was really great.
Oh,
I do think we can make this work. Thank you.
That was awesome. That was so fun.
Couple quick things. Every time you answer, you're answering as a new person. So it feels like you're remembering right after you answer.
Right.
You don't need that much backstory. I think we're good for today. I really appreciate your help. But I am going to, I'm keeping your number here and I'm going to keep using it. And just also a reminder that these people almost never comment on how well I did or wanting to be my friend. So in the future, I don't think you need to say any of that.
Well, I'll say that's a shame.
Thank you.
Because you do deserve it.
Thank you so much.
You don't have to be alone.
Thank you, Tommy.
Neither do I, really, if you think about it. Just simply take that phone number you have that's mine, shoot it a text with your phone number, tell me it's yours, give me the dates you're available, and I'll show up at your house.
Tommy, I don't think we're going to be friends, but I appreciate you helping me with this.
Really. Why are you sending me such mixed messages?
I'm using your help for me. You know what I mean? Like, this is really good for me. I think it solves a little problem for your life, and I think it's mutually beneficial.
All right, I'll take what I can get. Will you call me back again on, you know, next weekend?
You want me to call you on the weekend?
I'll do 10. I'll research characters all week. I'll make this my life.
Those were fine. They don't listen that diligently. I think those little changes you made were perfect.
I'll do a woman. I'll put on a wig.
And just so you know, character-wise, you know, Polly kind of seemed like a guy who thought from his name, he was a little bit like a bird.
That one I get. That was a mistake.
Did you notice when you and I were talking, you never did wordplay on your name being Tommy?
I do.
Right.
That was a missed opportunity.
Polly, well, no. Like, I just think people don't normally do that in their day-to-day.
I know. I was trying to be helpful, and I hope I was. I will say you were very helpful to me. And if just this amount of what we had was the friendship that we have, well, then I'm grateful.
And that is what it'll be, so I appreciate it.
I'm grateful. I'm already saying that I'm grateful. You don't have to rub my nose in it, okay?
I think I've given you a lot here, and I appreciate what you've given me.
Oh, well, who's at their job, Ned? I was having a lovely, boring Sunday.
I don't want it to end this way, Tommy. Please, this went so well. Please don't be mad at me. Okay, I just don't think we're going to be friends.
You're right. Yeah, we'll be, what'll we be? We'll be acquaintances who hang out a lot. Who hang out when they're in the same city.
I need to tell you something.
Anything for my best friend.
Dad, it's me. It's been me the whole time. And you haven't noticed. You won't return my calls, or when you do, it's, you know, not a very nice phone call. It's me. It's Ned. I live in St. Paul. I was dropping so many hints about your grandson. This is just the only way I can seem to get to talk to you.
Ned, what are you doing? What is this weird story you're saying at the end?
No, it's not a story. We've talked for 40 minutes. When I talk to you
You don't want me to come.
No, I'm telling you. When I call you as your son, you describe baseball games to me for 40 minutes, right? This is the most I've gotten to know you today.
So this is Nedward? This is Nedward.
Yes, this is your son, Nedward Wilson.
God. I feel a fool.
I'm sorry to trick you. I wanted to see if you would act how you were if it wasn't me, you know, in the conversation.
Well, thank you for calling. It's great to hear from you.
We would actually love for you to come visit if you want to come hang out. Hang out with your grandson a little more when you're visiting the family in Edna.
Yeah. Well, let me know what the availability is. Because I've been pretty busy here lately. So I don't know if I'll be able to make the whole trip. Okay. I might actually be in St. Paul. I might be in St. Paul for a little bit.
I'm going to remind you, you made plans with me pretending to be somebody else.
I don't get it. I don't get what you're saying.
All right, Dad, this was disappointing. It was disappointing.
All right, Ned, it's great to talk to you, Nedward. I love you, son.
I don't feel that from you.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Honey, how was it? How did it go?
You were right to try to talk me out of it.
Why? What happened? Was he not receptive?
He was super receptive to a man he had never met before. It was the most revealing he'd ever been. He wanted to be best friends with this guy. But yeah, once he found out it was me, it didn't work out.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
He's not going to come out for the birthday party.
I'm sorry.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you for being supportive. It was a stupid idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You ready for dinner?
Yeah, what do you want to watch?
No, are you ready for dinner?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought we would just be eating and watching dinner together.
Okay. Yeah, sure, we can do that. Yeah. I'd love to look in your eyes.
Oh, you want to talk? Yeah, we usually just eat while we're watching dinner. Or eat dinner while we're watching TV.
Your wires are so crossed. I don't think this job is good for you.
I don't know. I don't think it's the job. I think it's my dad. I think I just I should have done that call, and I'm just thinking about that. And
okay. It's okay. It's
why
okay.
I am I made, the way I am, you know?
I made fondue. Let's just get lost in cheese and watch the challenge.
Okay. Thank you so much for understanding.
Of course.
And thanks for doing just fondue for dinner. I know like you like to do salads and all that stuff, but we're getting vegetables with it. We're dipping broccoli into the fondue.
Right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome for avoiding the vegetables tonight. I love you, sweetie.
I love you, too. Thank you. Hang on. CT.
Okay. I'll be in the other room.
All right. Ruthie's back!
See?